May 1st, May Day, is not a call for help this year, but an occasion for celebration at Sonoma County's 13 library branches.
We'll be open Mondays from 10 to 9, so we'll add 11 hours on Monday, and then we're going to expand our Wednesday evenings by 1 hour and be open till 9.
Library Director Brett Lear had hoped to be able to make those changes at the beginning of April, but
trying to hire about 39 people simultaneously proved to be a bigger task than I guessed, so I didn't want to say we were going to open May 1st until I was sure we had the staff in place.
So the decision on the reopening date was not finalized until just 2 weeks ago, when the local branches were notified. At that point, signs began to go up, and Friends of the Library group started spreading the word. Dee Grainer is a board member of the Friends group in Windsor.
We had a table at the Earth Day celebration on the Windsor Town Green, April 23rd. Three signs that said, "What is May 1? And when people came up, we told them that was the day the library will be starting to open on Mondays. People were really happy. Some of the people don't even use the library, but they were happy. They said, "Well, gee, maybe they'll be coming now."
Dina Bliss of Sebastopol, the founder of the no longer active advocacy group Sonoma County Save Our Libraries, is of course also happy that Monday hours, which were cut nearly 6 years ago, have been restored, but with a caveat.
"I'm very excited that the library is reopening on Mondays and will be open longer hours on Wednesdays, and I think it's unconscionable that it has taken 6 years. I presented them with a detailed plan probably 2 years ago, maybe longer, of how to meet all of their objections to reopening on Mondays, making sure that the staff had 2 days off in a row, not expending any more money, and nothing happened."
When the library sales tax measure finally passed last fall, on a second attempt, restoring the hours of operation was the top priority, says Lear. And many other improvements should soon follow.
"The revenue for Measure Y starts coming in July, and we're going to be ordering more books and more classes and events for kids and adults, starting to get our buildings fixed up and getting our IT in better shape. Once we do all that, we'll have to see how much additional Y revenue still remains, and then we can look at another round of adding hours beyond the Mondays."
Barbara McKenzie, Roanoke Park's representative on the governing County Library Commission, says the process of working out the budget for all this has been a big change from the recent past.
"It's so different. I've been on the commission for 2.5 years, and the first 2 years it was, how are we going to pay the bills? So it's a completely different mindset, and we're trying to be thoughtful and deal with a completely different reality, from $18 million to $30 million. So it's a gigantic amount of money that we're very pleased to have."
That new budget, says Lear, will set up a year he expects to be transformative for the county library system.
"It should generate about 50,000 more books a year, should be able to offer about 4,500 children's events a year and about 1,400 adult classes and events. So it's just going to be a very transformed library."
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.